Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America-wide?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Almost 1:35 in Edmonton. Cam Moon along with Cody Jansen on Oilers Now. Oilers announcing earlier today their ECHL affiliate moving to Fort Wayne. It's going to be the Fort Wayne Comets for next season. And I did see the Bakersfield Condors had tweeted out that Colin Chalk, who is the head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, is third in all-time scoring in the 70-plus year history of the Fort Wayne Comets.
Also, shout out Anthony Petrozelli, Helena Bighorn's legend for those Montana junior hockey fans. He's the captain down there.
Well, there, nice tie-in. I like what you've done here. All right, we got NHL insider John Shannon. It's brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. John, good to have you on this afternoon. How are you today?
Doing great. Well, if we're going to do Fort Wayne shout-outs,
okay,
we better be doing the shout-out to Mike Emmerich, because that was his first gig ever as a play-by-play guy, was the Fort Wayne Comets for the great legendary Bob Chase, who did play-by-play of the Comets for more than 60 years.
Whoa.
That's more than you did in Red Deer.
Oh, that's, yep. Wow.
If you Google Bob Chase, and when I moved to come to university in Southern Ontario, Fort Wayne, Indiana's radio station, WOWO, booms into Southern Ontario, so you could listen to Fort Wayne Comets hockey all the time. But Mike Emmerich, that's where he got his start.
Have you been to Fort Wayne, John?
I have driven through Fort Wayne once. I only went one way. I didn't go back the same way.
Okay. Yeah. 63 seasons for Bob Chase. Holy.
Yeah. He was a local legend. He went from being the play-by-play. At one point, he owned the team too. So.
Really?
So he couldn't fire himself.
No, I guess not. Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. There. Yeah. We have really mined some information on Fort Wayne, Indiana. I like
I actually might, now that the Oilers have a team there, and now that the border's back open and I don't have to have, 67 pieces of paper.
Yes.
I may drive to Fort Wayne to watch a ECHL game, just see what it's like there. Apparently the hockey fans there are fantastic. So.
What's the drive time, approximately?
I would bet it's about 6 hours.
Okay. So that's doable.
Indianapolis is eight yeah. hours. I bet Fort Wayne is six. I've driven to Indianapolis, but I haven't driven to Fort Wayne. So.
Well, and if you do, we're going to need a full report.
Bingo. You got it.
Okay.
May have to do it. It may become an audiovisual presentation.
I like it. That would be wonderful, a Fort Wayne, Edmonton Oilers ECHL affiliate, like a primer. Like these are the things you need to know about this place.
Yeah, like where's Denny's and where's the best rib place in town?
Precisely.
They have to have a great restaurant in Fort Wayne.
They do.
There has to be one.
Yeah, I there's no doubt in my mind. You'll be able to sniff it out.
Well, and in fact, Mike Emmerich lives in Port Huron, Michigan now, which is across the river from Sarnia. I may twist Mike's arm and to come to Fort Wayne with me.
Now it's a road trip. Now it's become a thing. That could, yeah. If you get him on board.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I look forward to the video and audio of this.
This could be something.
This could be something.
This is, you're giving me an idea. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Absolutely. John Shannon, our NHL insider. John, we talked on Monday, But yesterday it did come down. Yes, Puljujärvi signs 1 year, $3 million. We were just talking with David Staples from the Cult of Hockey about it, the impact it has on the team. You know, depending on what happens, I mean, something's going to happen, and they still have to sign Kyler Yamamoto, Ryan McLeod. But that deal came down yesterday. What did you think?
Well, I mean, it's in talking to a few people last night, because I think that, you know, the scuttlebutt around the draft was that, you know, yes, it was going to move and be moved. But people did not want to really be involved in the arbitration situation. So perhaps in some strange way, this makes him more palatable and more movable. In some silly way. Now, right now, we're hearing that the Oilers are saying we're looking forward to having him in the lineup. We're looking forward to having him contribute, which is the right thing to say. But you wonder if the fact that he is now cost-controlled for the year, does that make him a little more acceptable as trade situation, because you know that he, as a restricted free agent next year, he does have arb rights next year too. So really, if you trade for the guy, you control him for 2 years.
Yeah. And that's what we were talking about yesterday, that it does give you that, at least that cost certainty if you're a prospective other team.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you know, it's $3 million this year and it's $3.3 million next year if you qualify him, right?
Right. Yes. And Puckpedia yesterday tweeting out that the Oilers have about $2.67 million to deal with at this point. You still got to sign Kyler Yamamoto. You still have to sign Ryan McLeod. One would think that's not enough, that something else has to happen.
Well, but don't forget there are still some variables in that, and I'm sure Kenny does not want to live in LTIR land. So you got the Klefbom contract and supposedly the Mike Smith contract that you're going to put on LTIR. So you can do it, but it doesn't give you very much flexibility as the season goes on and other players become available or injuries force you to go and do something. So it just still makes sense. It still makes sense that he becomes an asset that you use to better your team.
For sure. John Shannon, NHL insider, our guest. I don't know if you saw this afternoon, Frank Saravelli tweeting out that John Klingberg had parted ways with his agent, Peter Wallin, and is now being represented by Newport Sports Management.
I just talked to Pat Morris 20 seconds ago. He confirmed that, yes. He does. He is now with the guys at Newport. I think we talked a little bit about this on Monday, Cam, is that, John asked for too much. And whether it was the agent saying we can get you this, and then, you know, the market fell apart, or Klingberg just being now frustrated with the process, obviously, so that there's a chance that... that now Pat Morris and Don Meehan and Craig Oster and the guys at Newport have a chance to get him signed to some sort of deal.
I would think, John, that there has to be, and I said it earlier in the show, from the player's point of view, when you're John Klingberg or if you're Nazem Kadri and the musical chairs of free agency first day, it comes and goes and you're not part of it. And then the next day comes and goes and you're not part of that either. At some point, the anxiety level has to go up, doesn't it?
Oh, I think so. And particularly if you're married and have children and want to relocate and get ready for school, too.
Yeah.
The human aspect of all of this, which now, because I'm one of those guys that says, you know, you don't have to sign everybody the first day. But at the same time, you have to make sure, Cam, that you have a good sense of what the market is like and where the market is and what your value in that market is. You know, Jimmy Neal knew from, I guess, the day after the trade deadline that they had no space to sign Klingberg with what Klingberg wanted.
Yeah.
And so you had to, you know, and he wanted basically $40, $45 million over 6 years, and there was just no way that Dallas could do it. If Dallas can't do it, and they know the player better than you and I ever would, how is anybody else going to be able to afford that in a flat cap world?
Exactly. Yeah. So now
So what's the option now? You wonder if it's a short-term deal. We hear the cap is going to go up in 2024, so we got two seasons of a $1 million increase again. So are we at 83.5 next summer? Do you take a short-term deal with hope that boost in the cap in the summer of 2024 gets you back to where you want to be? But that's, boy, oh boy, it's an unfortunate situation of the player going to unrestricted free agency in this summer. And with everything that's gone on, not just in hockey, but in the world. And with the pandemic and all the other issues that are going on, that the monies in the National Hockey League have not increased as everybody had anticipated.
Yeah. And I understand that for sure. And the whole escrow and players trying to even things out from a few years ago when they played the bubble and all of that stuff. That doesn't help.
By the way, we haven't heard the end of escrow, Cam.
So yeah.
We haven't heard the end of it for a long time. So that's something that is going to rear its ugly head in a couple of years.
I don't doubt it. John Shannon, NHL insider, our guest. I read a story in The Athletic today about Jonathan Toews, and didn't sound too excited about a rebuild in Chicago. Seeing Brandon Hagel traded last year during the season, then here in the offseason, Alex DeBrincat and Kirby Dach, they've been moved out as well. So what are you going to do? He's still under contract for another year. So I know he doesn't like it, but he's probably going to have to live with it.
Or go to them and say, trade me.
Yeah.
And the issue isn't the cash for Toews' contract. It's the cap, right?
Yes.
And that's a horrendous cap hit to take. For any team to take, so that becomes the real issue. Now, if I read the article, I thought Mark Lazarus did a fantastic job with Toews.
Yes,
and I thought that is the most outgoing and honest I have ever heard Jonathan Toews ever in his career. When you think about he speaks very guarded and team speak and. But that was a very open and honest Jonathan Toews in that article, and you're right. Why would, at his age, at 34, why would you want to be part of a 5-year rebuild and then not have anything to show for it when you think that you have 3 or 4 good years left to contribute to a championship? So the one thing I would say is that if he can bite his tongue and bide his time for 360 days. Next summer, he can probably choose where he wants to go and enjoy it. But it's putting him in a very difficult situation to see what role he will have in Chicago this season, particularly if the team in the end really doesn't want him around. And that's they say they do, but they're obviously doing something with a particular plan in Chicago, and long-term, I would be shocked if Toews and Kane are part of that long-term plan.
Yeah, they might be part of it for just this, as both of them are unrestricted free agents after this year. Maybe it is part of them leading the way with a lot of young players this year in a perfect world, as long as those two are happy enough to do it, I suppose.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you can really have a quality role with somebody of his leadership skills and hopefully back to 100% after a couple of very tough years health-wise. You could have a very, very satisfying time. And the question really becomes, Cam, and you're a former player, is at a certain point, when do you start worrying, if at all, and I do say if at all, about your legacy. When do you start worrying about that and how you will be revered within, you know, that market? Like, we know eventually that number 19 is going to be hanging from the rafters at the United Center. We know that. But do we want to know Jonathan Toews played, you know, the 16 years in Chicago and then two in Anaheim? Or two, does that taint you? Does that change it for you? I don't know. That's one of those questions. I mean, Steve Yzerman, to me, is the best example of that. Steve Yzerman didn't want to be anybody but a Red Wing. So at the Coliseum, when they lost in that series to the Oilers in 2006, he skated off the ice and said, that's it, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore, and I don't want to do it anywhere but in Detroit. When does that thought process kick in for somebody like a Kane or a Toews?
I'm guessing it's personal. I mean, seeing Joe Namath play with the LA Rams after his time with the New York Jets was a little weird, but I would think every player would be different in that regard and how they view that. I'm sure some don't care at all, and some, like Steve Yzerman, it would be an important thing.
Well, and you bring up a good point. Namath maybe, you know, Namath was a bit of a whack job anyway. But like Joe Montana, like nobody remembers Joe Montana playing a year in Kansas City.
No,
nobody. But does it matter? In this grand scheme of things, does it really matter that he did that? I'm a traditionalist. I'm a purist. You know, I like the fact that players stayed with one team. I don't want to see them in a new sweater. I know that Zdeno Chara bounced around before he was a Bruin, but to see him now bounce around to Washington and then the island kind of bothers me. I always think of him as the captain of the Boston Bruins. But, you know, he had the fire in his belly to play the game still and thought he could contribute. So you have to respect that part as well.
Yeah. Yeah, still making a living, still playing the game for sure.
Playing a game, getting paid seven figures. I don't know, maybe I'm out to lunch on this one.
No, it's still pretty good. Doesn't matter if it's the place that you played forever, if it's somewhere else, that's okay. Oh, John, it's been great. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today. I love it.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Hold on. You promised me movie trivia today.
Oh.
No movie trivia. What is that?
There was nothing that came out today that was at all significant. Our music, we had some music that today.
I'm not into the music.
I'm the movie guy. We didn't have anything movie-wise. Sorry. Otherwise, I would have let you know. We were scouring the internet earlier, Cody and I, trying to find something movie-related, and we had nothing. So... I failed you there, John. I failed.
That might actually reflect the quality of movies out these days too.
Oh, don't get me going. Nobody makes comedy anymore, and that's not right.
Well, I don't know. The last 20 minutes have been pretty good.
We're doing what we can here. We're doing what we can.
With the hand that we were dealt, Sam.
Exactly.
With the hand we were dealt.
Oh yes, I hear you. Oh, John, thank you. I enjoy it. Always do.
Cheers. Have a great week.
All right. John Shannon, our NHL insider, brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. I love it. And our Ashley Fine Floors text line, it's keeping busy. Logan wants to see Toews in Edmonton. I don't think that's going to happen, Logan, but I like where your head's at. I do appreciate that. There was one text in here. My relative played in Fort Wayne, Robin Bawa. I remember Robin Bawa when he played with the Kamloops Blazers. He might have spent time when they were the Junior Oilers as well.
Well, I can't believe you just glazed over the Toews to Edmonton thing, but I think more people would rather see Patty Kane come to Edmonton versus Jonathan Toews right now.
I just don't see that happening. Not right now. You know, maybe a year from now as a UFA and get him on a good deal. I mean, that's possible. Just, I look at that cap hit and you're going to have to work some things around.
I feel like Toews would be a guy to take a very team-friendly deal, though. Like, doesn't he just seem like he's got that drive to win more?
Yeah.
Like, He's like, Kate, my bank account's fine. Give me $1 million. Let's win a cup.
That's right. Well, you know, never say never. I mean, these things sometimes happen. Great to have John Shannon on. We're going to take a quick break before we wrap this thing up. This is Oilers Now on 630 CHED. Cam Moon and Cody Jansen with you this afternoon. Royal Pizza is pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 15 Edmonton and area locations, go online to royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. This day in Oilers history brought to you by New West Travel, serving travelers since 1979. All details can be found at newwesttravel.com.
Well, 1994, again, not a ton happening on July 27th, but the Flyers, they signed free agent winger Sean Podine, who had spent the previous two seasons with the Edmonton Oilers. Podine played 68 games here at Edmonton.
All right. Well, it's July, so it's sometimes you got to dig deep. And today we did. 1994, brought to you by New West Travel. Tonight on 630 CHED, Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. John Ryan is going to be on. Double E alum Matt O'Donnell. Some audio from the Mark Spector Golf Tournament. So lots going on. I believe I'm going on that show. Pulling a little double duty today. Tomorrow on Oilers Now, we are going to have Mark Stewart, and we're going to have Colby Armstrong. So Mark Stewart, the newest Edmonton Oilers assistant coach, Colby Armstrong, former NHL player. He's always good for some stories, and we're looking forward to that. Been a lot of fun here this afternoon. We have got a global news, weather, and traffic update with Kevin Robertson. That's coming up, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3. Then 6:30 CHED Afternoons with Jaylen Nye. It's been a lot of fun. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Cam Moon and Cody Jansen here on Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 6:30 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.